This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
Greg McBride is with Allendale.
This is something that, you look at this cotton market, and it seems like Texas is typically working from a deficit no matter what at this point. The production weather doesn't cooperate with us. We see these numbers come back down. The Southeast ends up with a decent crop, but the production numbers come down. The overall planting numbers come down, and I think they will continue to come down at 80 cents right now. Or 81, that's still a little bit low for where guys want to be pricing. But if you look at the history of this cotton market, you get somewhere in the mid 80s to low 90s, that's a great opportunity for marketing. So we're not far off of that. And you go out to even looking at that July contract, just shy of 83 cents. We're still in a decent spot. So we'll continue to watch that for opportunities. But overall, I think that the biggest thing with the cotton market is there's a lack of understanding of whether or not we do have good export and good usage, because it seems like versus our production, our export demand is very good, but it's not driving the markets as high as it should.
This is Growing Cotton.